This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Yep, it's another slow week in the world of News Talk Radio.
Never begin, right?
Ooh-wee. Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. They are responsible for the core substance of this program every week, the charts that they release and are published on talkers.com. Also, we are at the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com, the week of April 3rd to the 7th. Happy Passover, happy Easter. I guess those are appropriate. There's got to be a Muslim celebration, because the Muslims and the Jews and the Christians all have their celebrations about the same, but I can't remember what it is. Do you remember?
Well, the big Muslim holiday is Ramadan.
But is that now? I thought that was a Christmas.
And a lot of these holidays that overlap have nothing to do with each other.
No.
Hanukkah and Christmas have nothing to do with each other. Ramadan and Easter and Passover have absolutely nothing to do with each other. These are commercial devices to make people think there is this rotating thing called the holiday seasons.
Right. You know, hopping down the bunny trail. You're going to put out Easter eggs for your grand?
Oh, my gosh. Easter is one of the most fun holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that requires a hunt. Where you're looking for something. Kids love, you know, hunts.
It makes it a lot better. Takes a religious experience out of it, kind of. So you're going to enjoy this. On this week's American Family Farmer Show, which I do, that is heard on a lot of the same stations that do the countdown, I suggested that instead of eggs, because the eggs are so expensive this year, that you use a potato. And you decorate potatoes.
I thought you were going to say large chunks of gold.
No. Just potatoes. Potatoes are less expensive than eating eggs or having eggs around. And you can paint them and, you know.
The Easter potato.
The Easter potato.
See, I always wondered why the bunny brought eggs. When I was a kid, I thought maybe rabbits laid eggs. It didn't, you know. And then do you remember the complexity of, they would do it in school, and then sometimes at home you do it with your mother, of making the eggs colorful. You have to first boil it, and then there's this whole process of coloring the eggs. But with eggs being expensive, I guess.
Well, you can do the same thing to potatoes. You can boil a potato. You can color it. Afterwards, you can eat it. So why not? Do the potato thing. Be original. Be creative. Don't do the same old thing.
And are eggs more expensive than potatoes?
Eggs are crazy expensive in comparison.
Significantly. And with the potato, you don't have to hard boil it. You can just take the potato and throw it out there.
The way it is. Yeah.
Would you color the potato? Would you have a little face? Do you remember Mr. Potato Head with the little hats and noses?
Yes. Right. Right.
Well, maybe
Moses
we should find
a potato head.
Let's figure out a way we can make a buck on this.
Okay.
Why don't we start a new tradition with a holiday that doesn't have this kind of a ritual, and create the Arbor Day potato hunt?
No, we'll call it Spud Day.
Spud Day. I like
Spud
that.
Day. It says Sunday. It's Spud Day.
Right.
Right? You ready?
And it has to be a certain kind of potato.
Yes.
This way we can get different potato industries against each other. We go out to the Idaho people, say, you can have the exclusive on this.
Yeah.
Or we go to Maine and say, don't let Idaho have this.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is a great idea.
Great promotion. Boy, aren't you glad you and I have such thoroughly... And we have intertwined brains here.
That's why you and I are widely regarded as outstanding entrepreneurs.
And broadcasters.
Okay.
All right.
Should I do this chart that is the core of the show?
Yes,
okay.
Right, exactly.
At number 10, we have severe weather and climate change as conversational points.
Yes.
At number 2, the Reese Biden flap. At number 8, the NPR Twitter spat. One's a flap and one's a spat.
Thank you.
I love these words.
Great vocabulary.
At number 7, we have the U.S.-China relations. I was trying to think of a word for relations.
Strained.
Fast enough.
As they are. Mm-hmm.
The Russia-Ukraine war is at 6. At number 5, Finland joins NATO.
Yay!
At number 4, abortion and trans legislation. At number 3, gas price hike and recession fears. Mm-hmm. At number 2, the 24 presidential race. And number 1, Trump arraigned. The people on our survey, at number 10, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. At number 9, Angel Reese and Jill Biden. I didn't say it very clearly. At number 8, folks, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yay!
At number 7,
I told you about meeting her on the plane, right? Didn't I tell that story?
No, you didn't tell me.
Oh, okay. I'll have to tell that
story. You met her in the plane?
She was. I was coming back from Orlando a couple of weeks ago, and I sat in row 2, and she got in right behind me. I didn't see her at the gate. I think she just was sort of whisked in.
Did she recognize
you? Sat right in the front seat and right in front of me. She did not recognize me, but I had a conversation with her, fleeting, but an interesting conversation with her about who she was, and she wanted to know what I did. I told her I was a radio guy, probably the only one in the country that didn't really feel like I needed to interview her.
Oh, gosh, you told her that?
I did tell her that.
You didn't give her the old line, what's a girl like you doing on a plane like this?
No, I didn't give her that line, no. Some of my colleagues suggested I should have given her another line that might have been gotten me invited to a lunch or something down there, but I didn't do that either. So, anyway, she's a character.
Were you able to see, like, the back of her head? Did you get a good look at the back of her head?
Oh, yeah, she was in front of me. Yeah.
So what did you learn about the back of her head?
It was flat.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. So
a lot of people have flat heads.
That's kind of exciting.
Yeah. There's another. I looked at her and I said, you're really an American character. And so I said a couple of things to her. She didn't really know how to react. I wasn't trying to be flippant or fresh. I just was sort of acknowledging she had sat in the... She just was to herself. I don't think the guy sitting next to her even knew who she was. Mm. And her traveling companion, one of her staff members, had her luggage and everything. He was in the back of the plane, and she was in the front of the plane, which I thought was also quite amusing. Find that.
Well, you know, she's famous enough now and controversial enough now where I would think it's dangerous for her to travel in the public and be exposed to people on that level.
Yeah, which nobody bothered her. Nobody paid attention to her at all on the plane.
Was she played down or was she played up? Was she wearing, you know?
No, it was easy for me to recognize her. The two of us crossed eyes and that, you know, the acknowledgement, okay, I know who you are and yada, yada. But she was casually dressed. She had on white tennis sneakers, and she sat to herself. She was on her iPhone most of the time. She had big, thick black glasses, and that may be why a lot of people didn't recognize her, because she had on these big, thick glasses. Anyway.
All right. So that's interesting. At number 7, Kevin McCarthy and Tsai Ing-wen. At number 6, RFK Jr., Ron DeSantis.
What a great story that is, I think. Don't you? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. running for president. I think that's a fabulous story.
Well, I mean, at this point, we're going to see a lot of those unexpected entries into the.
But the whole business about him being a big-time Democrat and being an anti-vaxxer, the two didn't seem to go hand in hand. He ran for governor. You remember? Was it governor or senator here? I forget what he ran for in Massachusetts.
Know. I think it was. I don't know what it was.
I remember supporting him. I liked. The idea. Oh, he was running. He was running against what's his face? McGillicuddy there. Ed Markey. Malarkey.
A Markey senator, yeah.
Yeah, right. I think he ran against him. Anyway, meanwhile.
Then at number 5, Ron DeSantis. Number 4, Joe Biden. Fannie Willis and Jack Smith are at 3. Alvin Bragg and Stormy Daniels is at number 2. And number 1 is Donald Trump.
Wouldn't it be fun if Alvin Bragg had an affair with Stormy Daniels? That'd be a lot more fun.
Why don't we start the rumor?
Yeah.
Many, many, many news agencies would pick that up.
Of course they would.
You know?
Right. Right on, brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. So let's pick apart some of these things and have a conversation about the focus of our talk radio friends. By the way, the convention, we ought to spend a minute or two talking about that. The Talkers Convention is coming up in June, And I looked at some of the people that are going to be there talking about the issues and how it plays on News Talk Radio. What do you think will be, is there any chance that Trump won't be the number one thing that's being most discussed when we're there, when we ask our fellow?
I don't know. One of the nice things about that convention is that it focuses on broadcasting issues as opposed to being a forum for people to just make the show. It's too difficult for people in the broadcasting industry to go to the trouble of going to a live conference, traveling across the country, staying in a hotel. Especially in these days, to go to a place and wind up talking about the same crap that you talk about on the air, if you pardon the expression.
Yeah.
So what's amazing about the Talkers Conference is it's so non-political, and people are always surprised. They see people with completely different political ideologies getting along, hanging out,
yeah,
talking about common interests. The number one binding factor at this event is the fact that all these people are in the communications business, mm-hmm, as opposed to what their act is on the air. Have you found that over the years?
That term, what our act is, because that's what it is. If we're supposed to be entertaining, and that's one of the things that I think folks, the podcasters who try to be successful on radio, often are not, because they are not broadcasters and they don't have that same approach. We've talked about this a little bit in the past.
But it's not even just entertaining. They have the same common problems.
Right.
Getting advertising, competing against a wider array of competitors in non-regulated broadcasting, generation divides, AM and FM issues, technical issues, freedom of speech issues. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. It's not just, a bunch of guys are going to fly into Long Island from all over the country to talk about Trump? It's like a waste of time. You could talk about Trump anywhere, anyhow. So that's basically what it's about.
But there are so many people who worship at the altar of Trump who will be at this convention, who take it so seriously.
Some do.
Think that out.
Yeah.
Some do.
But even they are not there to talk about their worship of Trump. Mm. They're there to talk about their worship of the platform that they operate on.
18 past the hour. Talk radio. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to extol the value and the virtue of Calitrin. And one of the questions that I was thinking about this week as I was talking about Calitrin on the air, at what age can you start using Calitrin? Because we all know, sadly, not only are adults getting to be overweight, but youngsters are too.
We recommend, obviously, that you speak to your doctor first before starting a weight loss regimen with a child. The way that Calitrin works, recommend starting after going through puberty. So you wouldn't want to start anything before that. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. You don't have to worry about anything like that. It's just going to work to rebuild that lean muscle tissue.
So what's the special buy deal at the moment? We always go through, now we are into springtime. We have a special springtime deal that we can talk about.
Yes. Right now, we have a big spring sale. This is the big one. I know that your listeners probably wait for it. I know that everybody does. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. So buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com.
Check it all out. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. discoveringjack.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Except no substitutes, this is the real thing. The official Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of said Talkers Magazine. We are about to dig into some of the juicy issues. Late in the week, as far as number six is concerned, the Russian-Ukrainian war. Apparently, here we go again, many of the plans that have been put together by the U.S. and NATO to help Ukraine have been leaked on social media. Here we go again. So now the Pentagon has announced an investigation into who leaked all of these documents on social media. Good God. Social media is a blight on society, I think. The whole thing, you know, you look at the, although I do find amusing, number eight, the whole business by NPR being classified the same as the Russian and the Chinese news agency. I thought that was very amusing. What did you think of that?
Well, I think it's a big story. I think it's ultimately a big nothing story.
Yeah.
It's just part of the political wars that are going on in the media.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that everything is weaponized and everything is political. But ultimately, it's just a result of free speech on steroids, you know.
Excuse me. Okay. Well, you know, let's. I want to take this one step further because you and I have not talked about this off the air or on this program before. Mm-hmm. The whole business about AM radios. Most of the talk radio is on AM radios. And most of the senior population, or most of the mature population, 45 plus, wants to listen to talk radio. And so if Ford and Tesla and all these other outfits are going to yank the AM radio out of their vehicles, what are they saying to potential buyers? And what are they saying to people who are in the AM radio business? And basically, what are they saying? How do you read that?
Well, I've gotten into a lot of trouble on this topic with a lot of my friends that own AM radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
My feeling is it's no big deal that people are not listening to AM or FM in the cars, or there won't be as time is going by. They're listening to the internet through the dashboard.
The stations on The various
right. Like, it's like local TV station news. How many people watch it on televisions with antennas on their roof? And I don't even think that happens anymore. They're all on cable. There is the school of thought among radio industry owners and people invested in AM that this is a terrible thing. It's part of the anti-radio movement.
I think it is terrible.
And it's dangerous for the public not to be able to hear.
Well,
bring a portable radio with you if there's a storm. All I'm saying is I don't think the future of AM radio is dependent upon people listening to AM radio devices in cars. I think that the people that listen to AM radio are savvy enough now to know it sounds a hell of a lot better on your smartphone and your Bluetooth. And if you have a car that has Bluetooth, you're able to hear it in full dimensional, FM sound, and you can hear stations from all over the world. It's a 20th century argument in my mind. And then on the other level, most cars are not electric cars. Most of the cars on the road are still old gas-guzzling, internal combustion engine-driven vehicles. But, yeah, I would rather see they didn't do that. I love the idea of there being AM and FM devices in dashboards, but I don't think that in the long run, AM-FM devices are going to be the way people consume this thing we call radio.
Listen, the best, as I say, the Good Day Radio Show, gooddayshow.com, is available around the clock 24 hours a day, the full program, and that's the way it is with lots of them. You're right about that. Michael and Doug here at 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Day Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Day Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Day Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been charged reportedly for espionage by Russia and has very few rights in Russian custody compared to the American system. The CDC warning health officials about the rare Ebola-like Marburg virus, advising medical professionals to be on the lookout. There are two reported outbreaks, one in Tanzania, the other in Equatorial Guinea. No known cases in the U.S. as of yet. President Biden has invited Tennessee lawmakers to the White House after they were targeted with expulsion for protesting gun violence on the House floor. Six people were shot on the beach in South Carolina yesterday around a group of teenagers gathering for spring break. At least five of the victims are believed to be in their teens, the sixth an adult. They were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Coast to coast, border to border, around the country and around the world, as we were just discussing, you can hear this on the Good Day Show platform. You can hear the Talk Radio Countdown Show, actually the podcast at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Here we are, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, going through the charts and some of the issues, talking about some of the folks and the things that happen on News Talk Radio. That's the whole idea, the whole gist of this program. At number 7, we have the relationships between our country and China. I thought this was, what's the word, chutzpah, or hubris, or whatever it is. These guys in China this week have denied that all the fentanyl trafficking in America that's coming from China is really not their fault. They've been sending the fentanyl to Mexico, therefore it's the it's the Mexican, what thinking, huh? It's the Mexicans' fault that the illegal fentanyl is trafficking into the United States. And if the United States government were better at keeping the Mexican illegals out of our country, we wouldn't have all these chemicals and drugs in our country. So it's our fault that they're making fentanyl, shipping it to Mexico, and it's coming into America. That's interesting. I guess it's if they're bold enough to...
What do you expect them to go? Say, oh, we're sorry, we'll fix it?
Yeah. Well, I'd like that. Would be nice. Wouldn't it be nice?
But, no, 70,000 people have I'm outraged as well.
Are you? Okay, good.
Okay.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, 70,000 people have died from this stuff.
Oh, that outrages me in terms of what China says and does.
Yeah.
The big problem here is that there's a market in America for drugs.
Yeah. And the Chinese are great at capitalizing on anything
they can rip off
from America.
Mm-hmm. It takes a market to create a black market.
Right, exactly. Yep. All right, so let's see here. At number 4, the abortion issue, a couple of things here in trans legislation. Biden, late in the week, he's proposed a bill that would forbid an outright ban on transgender student athletics. The bill is called the Fairness in Competition Act. I didn't come up with that one, but how is it fair when somebody is a male and they change their sex and they compete as a woman in, let's say, a swimming contest or a weightlifting contest or whatever it is, much bigger, much stronger than the women, but yet they are allowed to compete? I'm not buying that at all. Are you?
I don't buy that either. I think we've got to come back to reality.
So why is Biden so off of the reservation with all of this?
Biden is connected to the radical left.
But he's not really. He was never
the
radical.
The way Trump was connected to the radical right. Yeah. Both parties have radical extremes that have a very warping influence on what should be their centers.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. I mean, I have nothing against people's gender or what you call yourself.
I don't either. But, I don't care.
But certain things are not very practical, like allowing grown men to go into public restrooms where there are female children.
Women. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Young women.
You know, to me, come on. We know there are a lot of pervs out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't...
But is this one of those progressive reforms that doesn't really go anywhere? It seems to have no real basis in need.
It's part of what we're calling the culture wars, and we shouldn't be worried about that. We should be worried about economic policy and military policy, things that have real consequences in the real world and live and let live.
So this is smokescreen issue,
totally,
maybe.
In my opinion, all the attention we pay to these things that are a matter of lifestyle, opinion, free living, we should be talking about the real we, meaning the media and the press and the voters and the politicians, should not be worried about these kinds of things.
I look at in Florida and Mississippi, Tennessee, and elsewhere this week, there have been in Idaho. The governor there signed an abortion trafficking bill, which is basically the first one of its kind in the country. It makes it illegal for an adult to help a minor get an abortion across state lines. You've got to have parental consent, and then it's okay. So this is the next step, if you will, of Roe v. Wade, since it was reversed last year. And one wonders about what's the real, back to what you were saying, the real issue here.
The state situation is effectuated because Roe v. Wade throws abortion rights back to the states.
Yeah.
It's not illegal if the state says it is.
So it's local control, which is what a lot of people say, home rule,
we're
going
to have that. Yeah. So by helping people go across state lines, by using the angle that an adult can't help an underage person, it slows down the obvious that people are going to try to have abortions in places it's legal other than the state in which they live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way of getting around it and slowing it down. That's I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying that's why that's become an issue.
All right. If you were doing a talk radio program this week, and the number one issue stared you in the face. The various things, there have been so many angles. This is one of the things that I like, and I say this frequently. There's so many different angles to a lot of these stories. You can go on forever and ever and ever. Whether it's taking Donald Trump on the night after his indictment, going on the podium at Mar-a-Lago and thanking everybody in his family except his wife. There are a lot of people that didn't go unnoticed. And, of course, the focus was on Ivana, who said, "I love you, Dad, but I'm out." It's like being on Shark Tank. I'm out. You see the usual characters and the people in his family there, but I thought it was interesting his wife wasn't there. I don't know what to make of it. Maybe I'm making too much of it, but she,
you know, well, first of all, who gives a damn? But that's neither here nor there. Celebrity gossip is a fascinating is a fascinating realm, and clearly, she's out of there. She's gone.
Yeah,
she's gone.
I don't know.
They're done. How could they not be done?
Right. You know, especially with all the focus this week on Stormy Daniels, who seems to be the cause of all of the problems at the moment.
Well, Stormy Daniels, he allegedly had an affair with a woman.
Oh, baloney, allegedly. Come on.
Whatever. I'm being.
I know you are.
You know. Maybe. Okay. Let's say he presumably had an affair with a woman.
Thank you.
A porn star. I mean, a porn star. Then he paid her hush money.
Mm-hmm.
But he had this affair when, from what I understand, not that I'm a student of this, that Melania was having a child with him.
Lovely. Yeah, very nice
guy.
Yeah.
And isn't it funny how that's not of interest?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's more about brag.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But, all right, so the judge, by the way, Bragg is not alone in the death threats. The judge overseeing the case against Trump has received dozens and dozens and dozens of threats. And the police is certainly watching this guy. His name is Juan Merchan. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Mm.
They're actually, one of the things that I found interesting this week is they're looking at the tax implications of the hush money. There are all kinds of, there are little nuances to this that perhaps mm-hmm. help to make some of the 34 charges against him actually stick.
Yeah, so 34 charges are 34 different dimensions of one charge.
Right.
They're not 34 separate crimes. They're 34 separate steps within the crime.
So
you should understand that, you know.
Right. So in the week that has seen all of this, there are a number of states that have introduced new bills that would give the state the power to remove prosecutors like Alvin Bragg. So, and you saw this, the Republicans are investigating. Didn't McCarthy, one of the reasons McCarthy is on the list at number 7 this week, Kevin McCarthy, is because of the hubbub about what to do with Alvin Bragg and how the Democrats, and, you know, the Republicans have done the same thing. They've weaponized the judicial system to go after the people they don't like. That's very obvious here. And so the Republicans say, okay, let's, in the Republican states, we'll pass a law that makes it easy for us to get rid of guys like this.
Yeah. Our system is operating with a tremendous amount of bad will, and both sides are guilty, and it's really a shame, and it's very dangerous. Our democracy is in big trouble.
Yep. So how do we fix it? Are we going to fix it by fighting with each other? Probably not. Right?
Okay. How we're going to fix it? This has been the problem of the human race all the way back to the dawn of history. What, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How are we going to fix it?
We fight with everybody about everything. We're a vicious bunch, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We have to learn to contend with our nature.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, the human condition is such a complicated, you know, ball of intrigue.
Mm-hmm.
But
remember that song by the Temptations,
Ball of Confusion?
Yeah. Ball of Confusion.
Run it on,
remember
it
well.
Yeah. It's a good song.
Right.
Yeah. To bring back good music. Right?
All right. Hold on to your hats.
Yeah. Where's Neil Sedaka when we need him?
We need him, exactly. All right.
Happy
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. Hold on. The folks at Calitrin reminding you how easy it is for you to lose weight and to keep it off. I know a lot of companies promise this sort of thing, but when you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, you will see the stories of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who've gotten onto the Calitrin bandwagon, the process, if you will, and had great success in losing weight and keeping it off. Takes some time. You got to stay with it. But it's not like it's difficult. You go to bed at night, you take the liquid, you take the powder, you take the capsules, and let it go to work. It's an active, very, very progressive approach to losing weight. And by using the Doug, when you go to check out, if you've decided, I'm going to try some of this, when you're buying Calitrin, you go to toploss.com, you use the Doug code, you get a lot of great deals, the 90-day supply, you're going to be well taken care of, and also use the Doug code for free shipping. Now, that's not the most important reason for using Calitrin. The company is so dedicated to helping you out. They have people on staff who are consultants that you don't have to pay. You can talk to them, and they'll help you through the process of losing the weight. Many of them have gone on to Calitrin, like Elizabeth Miller that you hear often on my programs talking about Calitrin. She's one of the counselors there. She talks to people from her own experience. She lost 40 pounds on Calitrin, and that's how she got hired to work there. So take it from me, this is the real thing. Go to toploss.com, engage yourself in how well this will work for you, help yourself to it. Money back guarantee if it doesn't work, but it's going to. They've been in business for 27 years, so it's not like exactly a fly-by-night flea bag operation here. It works. It's consistently proven to work. Check it out for yourself. Lose the weight, keep it off. Toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list, official list, the second of the two lists that we basically build our conversations around here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. At number 10, the leaders of the two of the three evildoers, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. Angel Reese and Jill Biden are at 9. Marjorie Taylor Greene, isn't she sweet? Number 8, Kevin McCarthy is at 7. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., interesting story revolving around him. Number 6, Ron DeSantis is at 5. Joe Biden's at 4. Imagine that. He's usually number 1. The duo of Fannie Willis and Jack Smith at 3. Alvin Bragg and Stormy Daniels. Now, wouldn't that be fun if the two of them were actually together? They're number 2 on the list, and Trump's number 1. He beat out Joe Biden for obvious reasons. So those are the people on the list from Talkers Magazine this week.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, a couple of things to note here. You have a great interview this week. The interviews continue at mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison interviews sort of talk radio celebrities, sometimes connections. Well, what's the connective tissue this week?
We have Gerald Celente, who is a fascinating, opinionated, he's a man for peace. He actually has the nerve to go out there and say we should be having peace, not war. There's hardly any peace movement in America at the moment. Mm-hmm. And he's been a commentator for years, and he's there. Gerald Celente, very interesting, controversial, don't necessarily agree with everything he says, but he's worth listening to.
But why do we have to? That's the thing you point out over and over again.
Yeah.
Well, it's healthy. We have become unhealthy in this country because we cow people into trying to listen to the farmer talk about cowing people into a position of, you must agree with me, you have to be right-wing if you're on talk radio, you know, that kind of nonsense.
One should not have to be anything. And, God bless the independent critical thinkers in America, and because that's our hope for the future.
One of the things I wanted to acknowledge was Bill Lynch passing away. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I guess maybe when I was running the CBS station in Boston in the 80s, he was a mainstay. He used to do the World News Roundup every morning. He was a very good broadcaster, and it's kind of sad that he's passed away, frankly.
Yes, indeed.
Young.
All right, thanks, Doug.
All right, Michael. It's now 50 minutes, 10 minutes, 50 after the hour, 10 before the hour, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer, the official legal word on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and whatever else I have issues. I was actually going to invite you to come on the Good Day Show this week to talk about the Trump stuff, but then I thought, you know what, there's so much of that conversation going on, and so many people picking apart this issue and that issue. I'm interested in the judge. What do we know about we know lots about Alvin Bragg.
Yeah.
What do we know about the judge?
Well, you know, it's interesting when you say there's so much talk about it. There's so much that people are missing. The judge is a solid character. He runs a fair court, but he doesn't allow the people involved to take over. And he dealt with the former criminal charges against the Trump organization. He's also been the judge with Steve Bannon. To me, the most interesting thing, and I haven't seen this anywhere, is you've got a guy like Donald Trump who wants to use everything for publicity and in the public. And that's generally not how the courts work. The judge could issue a gag order, but that would be just like whacking a hornet's nest for sure. But here's the deal that I find really interesting and where it's going to go. When someone is charged with a criminal violation like this, the government has a duty to provide evidence ahead of time to let the other side know what's going to be coming in, particularly if there's anything that could even be exculpatory. So the DA, who is kind of held off on this, including in the indictments, there are references which are important to certain conspiracy charges to other crimes that aren't precisely indicated in the indictment that was released. But that will come out when Bragg and his attorneys meet with the attorneys for Trump. Now, what Bragg is looking to do is to get an order that when these things are shared, they're only shared with the attorney and Trump together, and that Trump doesn't get hold of this and would be prevented from making any of this public. That is already, Trump's attorneys are opposing that. Mostly, I think they're opposing that because their client would ignore it. But it'll be very interesting because the judge could, at that point, and if I'm going to make a prediction, if I'm a betting man, and I am, I'm going to say that's where the judge will make a gag order, and that he will indicate that there is no discussion of the evidence. This is a judge who already, he tried to say to Trump, you know, don't say anything inciting violence or whatever. And immediately that night, Trump was fiery in his rhetoric against the judge and his family, who have received death threats. So this trial is going to be wild. But Mr. Trump is back in New York on April 25th because that's when his rape trial starts. And right. It's a defamation trial. So it's going to be court TV with Donald Trump for the next,
eight months.
Yeah, right. That's
so
for
you know,
sure.
You know what I found sort of ironic? So he gives Stormy Daniels $130,000 through Cohen. And yep. Then the judge, I don't know if it's the same judge, gives Donald Trump $121,000 for Stormy Daniels and the legal fees, because Trump sued her for the legal fees after the attempt that she made. I don't remember yep. what the charge was. But so here, I hope she saved the $130,000 so that she can give $121,000 of it back.
I gotta admit, I had the same impression you did. I looked at it and go, oh, what a crazy world yeah. we are living in, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the chaos, interesting. And, you know, all of the blaming and pointing fingers. I thought one of the most interesting things toward the end of the week, because of all of the hoopla, the focus on Trump and he did this and he did that. So now the Democrats they've come out with a new one. He's being blamed. Trump's being blamed for the withdrawal problems in Afghanistan. Did you see that?
I saw that. You know what? I am not a Trumpy by any means. I find him absolutely despicable. But this is the biggest crock. Trump was withdrawing troops down. That's what every president has said they were going to do. And for the
Trump
Biden administration to say it's his, it's his fault. What? They didn't know how many soldiers were there?
Yeah,
that one was beyond the pale.
Awful. But he's such a joke. Anyway, remind me next week to talk about Clarence Thomas.
I want to talk about that, definitely.
All right, so don't forget. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.